Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about how we can compassionately detach ourselves from situations where attachment is no longer possible or productive. The story that we'll be discussing this theme is called The Spring and the Stream, a parable of detachment, and it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tenpa Yeshi. Here is how the story goes. In the hills of Tibet lived a monk named Karma. One day, during one of his usual walks, he found a feathery and beautiful dove feather. He picked it up and contemplated its natural beauty and decided to take it home as a souvenir. Years passed, and Karma still held the pen in high esteem. He guarded it like a treasure and placed it in a special place in his small chamber. The feather was not only a piece of jewelry, but it also reminded him of that beautiful day when he had found it. One day, a violent storm broke out. It rained heavily, and a small river near the monk's chamber swelled. Karma noticed to his horror that the water was entering his chamber and threatening to wash away his beloved feather. Hoping to save the feather, he risked himself in the stormy weather. But he could only watch helplessly as the feather was swept away by the water and floated down the stream. Karma was initially saddened by the loss. He had become so accustomed to the presence of the feather in his life that he could hardly imagine life without it. But then he remembered the Buddha's teachings on attachment and detachment. And he realized, slowly, that his grief stemmed from his attachment to the feather. With new understanding, he looked at the river and saw the feather gently dancing in the water, moving with the river, and finally disappearing out of sight. At that moment, Karma experienced an epiphany. He realized that nothing in this life is permanent and that it is the nature of things to come and go. So the spring had come and now it had gone, much like the fleeting moments of life. Karma realized that true happiness does not lie in holding on to the ephemeral, but finding one's way in the constant change of life and finding peace and joy in every moment. In the story, we have a monk who is fixated on a beautiful feather, and he regards this feather with so much delight, so much warmth, so much love, that when this feather is taken away from him against his will, it becomes the source of great sadness. And while for many of us, the idea of being attached to a feather is incredibly laughable almost, what I like about the metaphor of the feather is how something so light can impose such a weight on one person's mind. For some of us, it's people, the relationships that we once had and we want again, or the relationships that we're trying to hold on to desperately but are not working despite our best efforts. For others, it's the idea of the life that we want, but when times are tough and we're struggling financially, we cannot get the idea into the lives that we're living, and thus we suffer because we are so attached to the idea of how we think things should be. And of course, there are also objects in our lives. They could be our entire home. They could be beloved objects that belong to our late parents. But either way, we all have something that we are deeply, deeply concerned about protecting, about keeping, about having in our lives as long as possible. And this is a very tricky subject because detachment, especially when there is the option of being attached to something, is not often talked about. We often hear that we should stick by people no matter what, that we should never give up in terms of pursuing our dreams, that we have to try and hold on as much as we can. But when our body, our mind, and our environment is no longer conducive to holding on, and we find the practice of holding on so exhausting, why is it still so hard to let go? And we see this in the story of the Mankarma. Even though the feather is this very, very lightweight and very easy object to forget about, quite honestly, the real weight that it poses is all of the affection, the attachment, the thinking he does around this feather, the amount of joy and happiness he gains every day just by looking at it. And this is exactly why we are often stuck in cycles of attachment to things that we know are not good for us or that we know are not working for us. We have all of this residual memory, thoughts, feelings that make us feel good and validated when we let them pass through our body. But when we open our eyes, that attachment in real life is not actually doing us any good. It's just reminding us of the good concoction of feelings, memories that we have attached to it. So I would say that the first step to actually compassionately to yourself and to those around you, detaching yourself from anything, is becoming aware of what feelings and memories and associations you have with someone or something. It's important to respect this because trying to detach yourself cold turkey doesn't work when you don't acknowledge and become aware of why you're attached to something in the first place. Then, once you become aware of what it is, the glue that's holding you on to this thing, say thank you to these feelings, but also connect them to reality. Realize that no matter how much you've been chasing them, no matter how much you've wanted them to return, they aren't coming back. And while you appreciate them as a temporary blip in this great journey of your life, you realize that you want to free up this mental space in your head for something that will give you infinitely more returns. Something that, in your present day, will actually give you the joy and the feedback that you're looking for. When you start speaking and engaging with the feeling of attachment directly, you realize that a lot of this is just unexamined feelings, unexamined thoughts and memories. And it becomes easier and easier to simply strip them away until you were no longer reminded every day, as the monk Karma was, of this feather that weighs so heavily in his mind. Detachment is a process. It is not just one step. Sometimes it's 100 steps. But when we take those tiny little steps to examine those feelings and really look at the cold, hard truth of the situation, even our heart cannot disagree with our heads anymore. We realize that we can't keep experiencing the grief of not having something that we desperately want. We realize that the feelings of attachment are no longer serving us. And so we could compassionately let those feelings go, and as a result, loosen and eradicate the attachment we have to someone or something in our lives that is no longer giving us the love, or rather, the sense of purpose, validation, and joy that we had always expected from them. Once that expectation is gone, once the attachment is gone, we can have far more energy to actually be present in what is happening in our lives, rather than what we hope will be happening in our lives. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.